Philippians chapter 3. I want to begin tonight at verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. The Bible says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I want to preach on this now, this thought. We've used this several times, but I want to preach on this thought on we can't stop now. Amen? On we can't stop now. As we look at this and we see it, that we're in the last legs of this age called grace. Grace is the time that we're living in, a church age, and we're just trusting in grace. We're living in the days of grace, and we're finishing out, I believe, in the last days of grace. But we got to be careful that we don't get weary in well-doing, and we stay in a good fight of faith without faulting, amen? We got to realize, praise God, that when we get close to the... Now, let me just say this. When we get close to the end of something, it's where we have to be really careful, because when we get close to the end, we want to finish well, amen? We don't want to get right to the end and then make a mess. We don't want to get right to the end and then mess up what we are. So we just trust in the Lord, amen, ask God to help us, amen, and have our heart alert to the danger, amen, that comes with the ends of the ending of something, or an ending of a time, the ending of an hour or a day, praise God, or in a work and the things that we need to do right now. But I'm glad, praise God, that we can trust in the Lord and He'll help us to get through. Paul said, "Brother, I count not myself to apprehend it." He said, "I ain't got a hold of all this yet, praise God." But he said, "I'm a reaching, a grabbing for it, and a trying to pull it together. I'm trying to get a hold of this thing called the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, with both hands, glory be to God. I'm holding on for dear life, trusting the Lord that's got a hold of me." Amen. Ain't you glad there's somebody got a hold of you tonight? Ain't somebody that's there to help you? But if we ain't careful, we get to the end of something, and that we see the end, and if we ain't careful, we'll slack up. Yeah. Amen? You so appreciate it, because I was thinking about this the other day when I was thinking about these kids going to go back to school. And you get close to the end of the school year, and if you ain't careful, you'll get slack. Now, I know none of you did that. I know y'all, you and just... Sarah grinning at me. I know every one of you, boy, you just stayed with your nose to the grindstone right to the last day and the last minute and the last hour. Amen? But I didn't. Praise God, when I saw the finish line, glory be to God, I threw the books down, threw the pencil away, couldn't find it with a search warrant. Amen, I was ready to go to the house. Amen. Praise God, but I won't say, praise God, you can't finish till it's finished. Got to stay in the fight, praise God, got to stay there and finish what we start. Amen. That's what a good soldier does, praise God. And the Lord said that we're soldiers of the cross, glory be to God. We're there to the end. But we have a tendency to want to quit before it's over. Now, there's some things, I got to think about, there's some things that'll cause us to want to quit. Now, Brother Rex, he's outside, he's working, and he does roofing for a living. Now, if he's out there and he's getting his stuff set up and he sees the clouds are darkening, praise God, you might have a tendency, won't just fold her up and go to the house. Because you don't want to get caught out in the weather. And you definitely don't want somebody's roof uncovered, praise God, when a thunderstorm comes. Because that hits you in the pocket. Amen. But praise God, we gotta be careful that we don't quit. We may quit because of weather, maybe quit because things coming up. We may quit, praise God. We may want to quit because we don't have that love and feeling no more. There's a whole lot of people quitting tonight because they don't have that love and feeling. Praise God. I want to say, glory be to God, we can't quit. We got to press on, praise God, so that God could get the glory out of our lives, so He could be magnified in all that we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, there's no place to quit loving in this last day that we live. We got to love as we're living, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a tendency, if we ain't careful, something will hurt our feelings. It'll hurt our heart. And we'll get discouraged and we'll quit. Amen. We'll give up on love. But I want to say, praise God, it's no place. We're in no time and state, praise God, to quit in our loving. Praise the Lord. We can't get weary, praise the Lord. If we ain't careful, we will get weary. weariness will come along and we begin to get tired, don't we? I mean, we fought a good fight. And Paul says, I've kept the faith. But you know how much effort you got to, you say, well, preacher, you know how much effort you got to put into keeping the faith and keep pressing on and keep trying to stay on fire for God. I realize how I praise God probably more than anybody in here. Amen. You got to be stay. You got to stay fired up. You got to be prayed up. You got to be, Lord, just fill me, God, to overflow and give me something, praise God, that's going to run over so it's somebody else to get some. Amen. So that somebody else can get some help. But we're tempted in our weariness to want to quit. Amen? These folks quitting all over this country. They're giving up. Amen? They're quitting. They're quitting the place of employment. They're quitting on their families. They're quitting on their jobs. They're quitting on the churches. They're quitting on the house of God. They're quitting on God Almighty Himself. But I want to say, glory to God, listen, church, we can't quit. There's no place to quit. Praise God. Amen? You say, why, preacher? Because I ain't found no place on this thing to get off. My Bible doesn't give me a place to get off. My Bible, praise God, keeps telling me that I've got to get in, get closer and closer, praise God, in that right relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's a whole world full of lost people that need to get in. Amen. We need to be mindful. We need to be vigilant, praise God. Because we can't get weary, praise God, just because we're weary, because we get tired, and we can't quit. We have to stay in that good fight, praise God. And we see this taking place. There's all kind of different forms that this takes place. Amen, that may want you quit. Like say, when you're in school and you kids getting ready to go back to school, praise God, you got to get in there and get those grades. But I've seen people, I went to school with people that would get slack in their schoolwork, their grades would fall off, and they would just quit. Amen. They just give us, well, what's the use? Amen. But I've had to encourage friends of mine, say, hey, just go to her and tell her, go to that teacher, tell her, say, amen, hey, let me get her just a little bit of extra credit. Amen. Let me, hey, glory be to God, let me make that up. Amen. I'm glad we've got a God, praise God, give us a little extra credit. You can go to Him and say, Lord, I failed and I've come short, but praise God, I ain't going to quit. Glory to God, if you'll give me just a little bit of extra credit, praise God, I'll press on for you. I ain't go, hey, glory, I ain't ready to quit yet. I ain't ready to back up. Paul said, hey, praise God, I've apprehended that. It's got a hold of me. Praise God, and I can't find no place to quit. Amen. He said, I'm excited about the end of the race. Listen, if you don't finish the race, you don't see what the prize is. Amen. I had fellas I went to school with, praise God. I had to encourage them. They was going to quit. One fella said, hey, praise God, don't quit. He said, I'm just going to drop 11th grade. He said, I'm so far behind. He said, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to drop out. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to get you a job. Get me a job. I said, where are you going to get a job at? You ain't got no education. Amen. He said, I don't have to have it. I said, you got to have an education, amen, to know what you're doing. He said, why? I said, because you got to be able to do the paperwork. Amen. He said, well, I'll just be a laborer. I said, laborers have to fill out the paperwork. Amen. Thomas said, hey, you can't quit. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I could have given up on him. I could have said, yeah, that's what I'd do. But I'd just quit. I'd go to the house. I'd sit down. I wouldn't worry about it. But even then, God wouldn't let me do that. He said, you encourage him, praise God. And so I encouraged him. He stayed in school. He finished. He graduated with me. Then he counted, praise God. We weren't really close friends. But praise God, Lord unks in my heart just to encourage him. And praise God, he stayed in there. He got his education. He graduated high school, praise God, and went on to make something of himself. Amen. Why? Because he didn't quit. Praise God. I want to say we can't be all that God wants us to be if we quit. Amen. Praise God, it's time to press on. Glory be to God. Don't matter, praise God. Hey, listen, you go in and you slack on your homework, young'uns. You're fixing to go to school and you slack on your homework and you go in there and use that old excuse, Blake, and the dog ate it. The dog ate it. My little sister tore it up. My little brother tore it up. Amen. It blowed away when the tornado took her house. Teacher, it was awful. You ought to have been there. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. Hey, listen, what we got to do is just step up to the plate. Youngins, you go into school, go in there and get all the education you can. Do the best that you can as to the glory of God. Amen. And finish well. Amen. Amen. Now, you mamas and daddies, you're saying amen. Papa's are saying amen. Praise God, what about us? If we ain't careful, we'll get slack, amen, in this Christian life we live. And pray God, we won't live up to the full expectation of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, I won't say young mamas and papas, pray God, there's no place to quit. Amen. Glory be to God, just about time the devil tells you, why don't you just slack up? Why don't you just give up? Why don't you just quit? Praise God, you're looking between beating bill. Said, no, devil, that's too important to stay in the fire. Amen. I wouldn't took nothing for this morning. Amen. Brother Bill took all the prayer requests, and I had several that I mentioned. My little granddaughter is behind me, and she said, don't forget me, Papa. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. And Brother Bill looked around, and she said, like, who said that? He said, don't forget me. And glory be to God. We got up there to pray, Brother Bill. I got down there to pray. And as I began to pray, I heard a little voice over here. I mean, she would sound like pretty good ways away, but I could hear she'd sound right there beside me, just a praying up a storm. Amen. I mean, she was a praying. She was a talking to her Jesus. Amen. That's what she calls him. She calls him my Jesus. And she was a talking to pray. And when she got done, she just said, amen, got up and went back to grandma. While everybody is still praying, glory be God. Hey, listen, what if I'd have quit a few years ago? What if I'd have quit in the journey, praise God? I might have never seen that. But I'm glad, praise God, that we have a blessed hope. God's still moving. They may be folks giving up and quitting, going to house, sitting down, praise God, saying, well, I can't do nothing about it. Praise God, I will say you can. Amen. Amen. Just stay in the fight, praise God. Stay faithful to the Lord. Pray and seek His face, and He will answer your prayers. Amen. Thank God, there's some more. Amen. There's some more that need to be down there with us. There's some more, praise God, that need touch of God. Amen. What happens if we quit? Ain't no place to quit. We got all kinds of forms, got all kinds of reasons. Praise God. But if we quit, it'll be bad. Why is it bad? Because it'll ruin a whole lot more. It'll be a whole lot more ruin than what we have now. Amen. This world's in a mess. Amen. And it's because we've let down on God. But you only tell you most of the biggest reason why people quit, why they get discouraged, because they let, now listen to me, because they let emotions take control. If we ain't careful, emotion will come in. It'll take control of your body and your mind and your soul and your spirit, and it'll discourage you. But I will say, praise God, there's something bigger than emotions. Amen. Amen. And it's a life-saving, a life-giving Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. It's salvation of the Lord, amen, that'll keep you from falling. The end times, we want to quit. We want to slack off. We want to ease up a little bit. I've even been tried to be bought. Amen. A fellow tried to buy me one time with fishes. Amen. He said, preacher, you need to ease up just a little bit. When you preaching? Amen. He went fishing. He went fishing, come back, and caught a whole mess of fish. Nice trout, Brother Bill. Purdians. Amen. He had done de-headed them and gutted them out. Had them in a cooler. Amen. Had him in a cooler, and he put his arm around me and said, Brother Preacher, he said, I got something for you. He went over there and he opened that cooler up, and there, boy, there was them fish. About 10 or 12 of the nicest, prettiest, Brother Charles, the nicest, prettiest trout you ever laid eyes on. I said, glory be to God, brother. Thank you. He said, well, all I ask is one thing. I said, what's that, brother? He said, just ease up on us just a little bit. He said, hey, just ease up a little. And praise God, the next Sunday morning, praise the Lord, I got up and I preached. And he come up, put his arm around, he said, son, you didn't ease up a bit. Praise God. I said, hey, listen, brother, the fish wasn't big enough. Amen. Glory be to God. There ain't nowhere to quit preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because He is so good. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want everybody to be as excited about Him as I am. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to see your children, your grandchildren, your people up here, praise God, shouting and praising and giving God glory. People say, well, preacher, it ain't like it used to be. Amen. What changed? God is immutable. That means He does not change. He's the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
So who changed? Who moved? Amen. Not my God. How do you know? Because I get up here, praise God. I still feel just exactly, praise God, like I used to. Amen. God is still real, praise God. He's still wanting to help us. He's still wanting to give us that encouragement from the throne of grace. And if we'll pull up to the plate of the table, praise God, He'll fill our plate.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about overflowing. But we have to come wanting it. See, He'd like to ruin a whole lot of things in our life. And emotions cause us to be influenced. Amen. It tries to control our lives. Amen. To influence. And what it wants to do is influence our future performance. I was talking to some folks the other day, yesterday. My son bought a car. He bought an 85 Trans Am. It belonged to a young man that got killed in a car wreck out there on Hendersonville. And the fellow was, he was a fine young man, one of the finest young men you ever did, but he liked to drive fast. Well, George had an opportunity. He bought the Trans Am that boy had had. And he had used it for parts. He was going to build it to race. I mean, that's what he did. I mean, I don't know how many of them, Blake, he tore up. Amen, I because he liked to go fast. Amen, and he never did quit wanting to go fast. He kept wanting to go fast. And I got an old Trans Am center George bought that he was going to fix up. And never got around to it. Amen. But I said that to say this. Praise God, that old car is a setting over there. Amen. And it's for naught now. I thought they took the heads off. But Daniel and him looked at it the other day and said, just the intake's gone. Amen. So the intake's gone, so it makes it null and void. It won't run. I mean, you might get in there and sit behind the wheel and go, bang, bang, all day long, but it ain't going to get you nowhere. If you got a need for speed, you're backing up. Amen? But I want to say, there's a God of heaven, praise God. He said, they ain't nowhere to back up. Praise God, you just press on, glory be to God. Amen? He said, you like speed, just hang up. One day in the speed of light, praise the Lord, you're going out of here. That young man was over there, and he had a need for speed, Brother Bill. And one night, pray God not, but just a few years ago, he lost that thing out there on the interstate. You probably heard the news about it. Amen. Out there, and he done a number on that thing, tore it up. The boys with him got out and without a scratch. But that little old boy had that need for speed. He went out of here. Amen. In a thought, in a twinkling eye, he was gone. Amen. Praise the Lord, but I know one thing about him. I know he loved the Lord. I know he loved the Lord, had God in his heart. Amen. Amen. He may have had a lead foot, but praise God, he had a heart of God, praise the Lord. And he went out of here to be with his Lord at the speed of sound. Amen. To be with the Lord. Praise God. Listen, they ain't nowhere to quit because one day in a little while we're going out of here at the speed of sound. Amen. Glory to God. We can't apprehend what's got a hold of us. But he said, if we'll get rid of that stuff, and praise God, and let it be behind us, go on for the glory of God. The influence for the future. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. A performance for the future. Amen. He was that little boy's always looking to something that performed just a little better. Something to go just a little faster. Amen. Listen, I wonder tonight if God's people got a burden on their heart just to go a little faster, a little better, a little surer for God. Amen. I'm talking about with a sure determination. Praise God. Just in a little while, praise the Lord, we'd be in the presence of glory. Amen. What a thought. That's why we can't stop now, praise God. We got to keep pressing on till we get to the finish line. Amen. What we should do, just keep pressing on, amen, for God's glory. Just keep pressing on till we get there. Amen. You can go on, praise the Lord, and your mind, praise God, will begin to work on you. We got to keep that work in the work that we got in mind, because our mind will begin to drift away if we ain't careful.
Right.
But what we got to use to redirect our mind, our focus, is our heart. We got to have a heart, a heart for God and godliness, amen, that'll keep us on the right track and it'll keep us focused in these last days we live. Amen. Glory be to God. Our mind and our heart need to be focused on Lord Jesus Christ like a laser beam. Amen. you youngins, I'm not picking on you. I'm just using you. I'm just saying this for your benefit. Praise God, you're going to go back to the schoolhouse in just a couple weeks. And praise God, when you get in there on them studies, praise God, and focus on them. Hey, listen, I'm telling you some good stuff here. Take it on the authority, praise God. I graduated to be on a roll. Amen. Not to my glory, but to God's. He helped me. Amen. I'm not bragging in any way. I never took a book home through high school. Because I started work at Biltmore Dairy Farm. I worked away up in work. They wouldn't have been no use to take a book school. I didn't have time to look at it. But by the grace of God, praise God, when I was in school, praise the Lord, I focused on my studies like a laser beam, praise God, so that I could finish well. Amen. You say, why? Because if I didn't, my mama would have beaten me to death. Amen. If I'd have failed a class, if I'd have brought home anything below a C, she'd have given me... Now, I'd rather her beat me to death. But she'd have given me one, a Jeffrey, or Jeffrey Douglas. Amen. When she said Jeffrey Douglas, I'm like, oh, mama, just go ahead and beat the far out of me. Don't talk to me. She'd say, Jeffrey Douglas, you got a C in that. You know, I expect better things of you. You can do better than that. My goodness, she might as well just reap my heart out and throw it in the ground. Stoned on it. Amen. But praise God, I knew I didn't want to disappoint my mama. But most of all, I don't want to disappoint my God. And praise God, what I want to do is I want to get in there. I want to focus like a laser, praise God, on the good things of God. Amen. And see God to the attrition. See God, praise God, work to the end. And you young people, praise God, if you'll get in your classroom and you'll completely focus on your studies while you're there, I guarantee you God will bless you and give you good grades. Amen. When you go to take a test, if you'll bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. You say, well, preacher, he didn't design them textbooks, but he's the God of all knowledge. Amen. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. Amen. Say that with me. Omnipotent. You know what that means? Praise God. That means that he's omniscient. Means he's all powerful. Omniscient means he's all knowing. Amen. So if he has the power and he has the knowledge, praise God, then we need to channel that to our little bitty minds. Amen. Need to trust the Lord in our hearts. That he'd provide the wisdom, the unction, the knowledge, and the know-how to finish the course. Paul said, I ain't got a hold of this yet. Haven't apprehended all I know, but praise God, it's looking better all the time. Amen. You just look at me like a bunch of sheep looking at a new gate, but praise God, I'm having me a time of my life. I enjoy preaching, praise God. I like it. I like the good God of glory. I like the way He loves me, the way He helps me, the way He touches my heart. And praise God, I just hope He touches yours too. Amen. For His glory. But we need to be mindful of the work. We need to keep our mind on the work. Why? Because we know that it needs to be done. Amen. Hello? Yes, we keep our mind on the Word because we know. Did you get that? Because we, what? No. We know it needs to be done. Yes, it needs to be completed. So if we quit now, if you quit, if I quit praying, then our work won't be at course that we're on. We'll not be finished. Amen. How many folks along the way, praise God, be going to drop by the wayside? They're going to be discouraged. They're going to be left out because we didn't finish our course. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I'm in this thing to the end. I'm going to finish my course. Giving God the praise, honor, and glory every day for the journey. Amen. And I thank Him for every leg of the journey. I told you about the boy I run cross country. I didn't run with him. He was another school. And he decided he would take, we was taking off on track cross country, and he decided to take a shortcut. Amen. To get ahead of the rest of us. So he cut off the trail and he took off on his shortcut. And when the race was finished and done, they was looking for and couldn't find him nowhere. Because when he took the shortcut, he got lost. And he come out beat and scratched and bruised, praise God. Amen. Never made it to the finish line. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, listen, there's no place for shortcuts. Amen. Just stay on the course, praise God. Stay with the Lord and allow Him to help us, amen, to get us where we need to be. Because we need to finish. The work needs to be done. Jesus said, go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house might be full. Now that word compel in the Greek, it means to go out in whatever it takes. Hello? Oh my goodness. Whatever it takes, praise God, to get them in. Amen. May take a little bit of sacrifice. May take a little bit more faithfulness. May take a little bit more time on our knees. Hello? May take a little bit more encouragement. May take a little bit more righteousness on our part to get them down the house of God. May take a little bit more spirituality on our part. Amen. Where we're excited about what God's doing. Excited about what God wants to do. Excited about where we're going to. Amen. People start seeing that, pray, say, Lord God, I'd like to go too. Amen. What did you say you're going? Say, I'm going to heaven. Praise God. Jesus is there, praise God. Love me, cares for me. And He does you too. Praise God, I want to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stay in the work, because there's a work to be done. Bless His holy name. Thank God. So, and when we go to beginning the work, praise God, realize, praise, set in your heart that you're going to finish what you started. You say, preacher, this is elementary stuff. This is stuff we tell our kids when they're little so that they grow up to be productive citizens in society. Well, I don't know about you. We've missed it somewhere. We forgot a few of the steps. But if we set this thing up, praise God, that we realize that we got to finish everything that we start to do. Now, I struggle with that. I'm honest. I'll be honest. Lord, help me. I've got paint sitting in my building that I bought last September. I was going to paint my little building, and I got another paint. I was going to paint the trim on my study. And it seems like every time there's a pretty day that I could jump in there and get that, something always comes up. Amen? And I said, well, I'll get it tomorrow. But I haven't ever started it. Amen? It's not that I haven't finished it. I've just never got started in it. Amen? But when I start and I try to finish, I work one thing at a time most time. Used to, I was running around like a chicken with its head cut up, trying to hit a lick there and a little lick there, and praise God, it didn't ever accomplish nothing. So I finally pulled back one day and got my head about me. I said, you know what? I need just fall in on one thing at a time until I get it finished. Might take a day or 2 days or 3 days. I want to say this thing called salvation, this thing called being a child of God, it may take a little while. But amen, praise God, I'm in it till I get it finished. Amen. He said, preacher, what's the finish? How do we know when we're done? Praise God. You'll be in heaven. Amen. And all those folks around you, praise God, will be praising the Lord with you. Those little old boys and girls, praise God, those people around, those family members, those loved ones, those people you work with, those people down the church house, praise, we'll all be gathered in glory.
Amen.
Amen. When it's finished. But we got to keep working till we're finished. Amen? Paul said we got to finish what we start. Amen. Finish everything you do. Praise God. Now let me just say this. We say, well, how can all this help me? Because realize all that we do when we stay in the good fight of faith, when we keep pressing on to do that we did, it's a test of our character. Hello? It's a test of your character. When you settle in your heart and your mind, praise God, to be a good soldier of the cross, stay in the good fight of faith, it's a test before God of your character. Amen. And it's a test, praise God, if you stay in the good fight of faith, that's well-pleasing to the Lord. He's satisfied, praise God, with your character. And if God's satisfied, you say, well, preacher, what people think? It don't matter what people think, praise God. If God's satisfied with your character, then God will be well pleased. Man will be well pleased with your character, praise God. So we just have to follow, praise the Lord, the Lord God of glory. That's a help that we have, testing our character. Amen. And with that resolve to just follow through in what we start. Paul said, the race that we begin. Amen. And to the point that we're making completion our end goal. Amen. You got to have a goal, right? When you start out in life, praise God, you start out, you got to have a goal, praise God, or you'll never know where you're going. But when you have a goal and you focus on that goal, praise God, it's a whole lot easier to finish it. Amen? Amen? But if you never truly commit to that goal, it'll be like that paint that's sitting over there in my building. Amen? It'll be something that's left undone. It's something that we procrastinate, but something that we don't follow up on. But praise God, if we set a goal and we begin to work at it, and once we get started, we stay on it till we finish, then God can get the glory. The goal will be completed. Amen? So we start seeing it, and when we start seeing how it begins to motivate us, praise God, and how that begins to help others to be motivated also. Praise the Lord. That's what Paul's telling us. He said, just keep up the motivation. Praise God. So nobody get weary in well-doing, helping others along the way. Praise the Lord. So we can determine to finish our course. Amen. Paul says, I finished my course. He said, I fought a good fight. He said, I've kept the faith. He said, I finished my course. He said, that God had for me to do. He said, praise God. He said, I see the finish line. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I'm starting to get a glimpse of the finish line. Amen. This thing just about finished. It's about to wind up. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible said in the last days it waxed worse and worse, and in the end. He says it was the days of Noah, praise God. He said it was the days of Lot. Amen. We're seeing it's all fulfilled. Nothing has to happen. Amen. The finish line just right up ahead. Praise God. And I want to say, praise God, when I was running cross country, when you get the point that you can see the finish line, praise God, that wasn't no, I didn't just stop running in and say, glory, well, there's the finish line. I'm glad I got in this race. I look right up there, there's the finish line, boy. What a journey it's been. Been hard, but up there's the finish line. Sit down here and rest a little bit. Take a load out, boy. No, praise God, I seen that finish line. You know what I did? Every fiber of strength and energy in me, praise God. I said, glory be to God, I'm going to head for that finish line. My tongue lulled out, praise God, sucking for air, amen. Every bone, my fiber, praise God, aching. But praise God, I pressed on a little harder. Amen. Till I crossed that finish line. Praise God. And then I took my rest. Then I took my ease. Amen. Praise God, I realized, praise God, I had finished the race. I never won much. Now that I think about it, Blake, I don't think I ever won a cross-country race. But I always finished. Amen. I always finished. I was captain of the team. They was a little girl. She's shorter than my wife, little Regina. And why in the world she wanted to run cross-country, I have no idea. But she wanted to run cross-country. She's bound determined to run cross-country. And so we would run. We'd leave North Buncombe High School, run all the way back around Aiken. We'd run all the way back around by the old racetrack. All the way back down Weaverville Boulevard, all the way back to the school. We done that every evening for practice. And I remember that little old girl, she'd get down there and she'd begin to lag behind. And we'd hit them long hills coming up from the old Weaverville racetrack, and she'd begin to slow down, and before you know it, she was just going like this. She was had a pretense of running, but she wasn't going right. She wasn't making much progress. Amen. And me and a couple other fellas, David Beasley and a couple other, praise God, we'd run on ahead, and I'd run ahead with them. But when we got to the top of that hill, I said, fellas, I'll catch you. I turned around, I went back to the bottom of the hill. I got Regina, I got behind her and pushed her up the hill. I mean, I literally laid hands on her back and I pushed her. I kept her going till we got her to the top of the hill. I said, now, sis, you'll be all right. Just keep pressing on. Don't stop. Don't quit. Amen. Then I'd take off and I'd catch them other fellas before they got back to the school. Amen. You say, preacher, you bragging on stuff? No, I'm bragging on God. What He'll help you to do. Praise God if you'll let Him. He said, praise the Lord. Just keep pressing on and try to push somebody along. Help somebody along as you can. Amen. Be an encouragement, praise God. Never a discouragement. Keep pressing somebody, helping somebody else along the way. Realize because, praise God, they want to finish too. Amen. She wanted to finish just as I did, but her legs is only about that long. Amen. Praise God. But praise the Lord, she stayed in and stayed with it. Amen. So we got to do it. We got to determine our course. The course God's got you on. What does God have for you to do? Amen. Just get in there and do it. So many people sit on the wayside and just say, you know what? You know, I'm just here taking it all in. Praise God. Don't say it. Praise God. Get in the game. Amen. Just step out on faith and say, Lord, here I am. Use me, Lord. Amen. Say, coach, put me in the game. Amen. Can't ever score no points. Praise God. You get in the game. Amen. Hello. You want to lay up rewards in heaven, praise God, you got to get in the game. Amen. Amen. You got to get in there and run, praise God. You got to get in there steadfast for the Lord. Press toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you do that? Let me tell you, the number one way to do that is take interest in what you're doing. Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I just don't get nothing out of that. Well, don't put no interest into what you're doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're like these little kids. These little kids, me and them, their attention span, most of them, now hers is longer than most kids, but our attention span's only about that long. Amen. But praise God, when the good God of glory is in, we just press on for Him, realizing, glory be to God, that there's a place that we're going, praise God, there's a determination that we have, and the Lord's going to help us till we get there. Just determine that course. Amen. Taking interest in the work that God's got for us to do. Hey, everybody in here has got something God wants you to do. Amen. Amen. These youngins, you're getting ready to go back to school. Praise God. Listen, God wants you to be a witness. God wants you to have a testimony. Tell somebody about Jesus. Invite your friends to church. Amen. If you've got friends, praise God, what you ought to do, praise God, get them to come. If they're not going to church, get them to come to church with you. Amen. Follow here and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Serve Him with all your heart. Get them in here serving with you, doing something for the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what can you do? I tell you what you do. You get your friends. You encourage them to come. Amen. You get their name. And we'll load them up. When I go visit on Saturday, I'll take a bunch of you with me, and we'll go knock on doors and pass out tracts and invite more people to church. Amen. That won't hurt my feelings at all. Some of you young people come and say, preacher, I'd like to go visiting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm willing. Praise God. I'd like to have somebody go with me now and then. Praise God. Knock on the door and tell somebody Jesus loves them. I tell you what, it won't stir nobody's heart as much as what some little old young and knock on the door and say, I just want to tell you Jesus loves you. And we do too. Won't invite you to church. At a convicted old sinner, praise God. One that tell me to get lost, go down the road, praise God. They won't do that to a little child. Amen. You know, you'd have more influence, praise God, what you think. Praise God. But if we just take interest in what we're doing. Amen. Praise God, and just do it. Just step out and do it. Amen. Praise God. Do it. Do it one time for the glory of God. Do it. What we're going to do, do it the best that we can do. For God's glory. That's what Paul was saying here. Amen. He said, do the best that you can do. Amen. For God's glory. Well, I'm saying that, church, praise God, there's no place to quit. Just do the best we can for God's glory. Amen. Amen. Pressing for the mark, the high calling. Looking for a prize, praise God. Amen. I don't need no crowns of glory. I don't need the things, praise God, temporal things. But praise God, I would like to hear my Savior say, well done. Thy good and faithful service. Praise God, you fought a good fight. You finished your course. You stayed faithful. Amen. I wonder tonight, are we going to stay faithful? You going to stay faithful? Going to stay in the fight? Going to keep on pressing on? Sure we are. Because there's nowhere to quit. We can't stop now, praise God. Why? Because I'm telling you, praise the Lord, we're too close to the finish line now. We're too close to seeing, praise God, the end result of all our faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise God, come to a head, and we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And He ushers us in. I can only imagine what's going to be like when the good God of glory pulls up those gates of Psalms 24, and it's open gates, ye everlasting doors, at the King of glory might come in. Amen. And the gatekeeper said, "Who is the King of glory?" And he said, "The Lord of hosts, the Lord mighty in glory." Praise God. And he opens them gates, praise God, and he ushers us into the throne of grace. Amen. Can you imagine being in that number? But can you imagine not being in that number? Because somebody quit along the way. Amen. These are all kind of you little youngins, boys and girls all over this country that's needing the touch of God. They're needing a tug from on high. Praise God. And they're watching mine and your life to see if we're going to keep faithful, see if we're going to stumble, see if we're going to fall, see if we're going to quit. Praise God. What they need to see is us persevering in the Lord Jesus Christ, just pressing on for His glory. Amen. Amen. Looking, glory to God, to the finish line and encouraging them to come along with us. Say, "Come on, let's go. Come on, go with me, praise God, and I'll show you the way to glory, which is Christ Jesus the Lord." Amen. Praise God. He's the most wonderful thing I've ever met in my life. You say, "Preacher, you met him." I met him just like Paul did on the road to Damascus. He come to my heart, praise God, illuminated my mind, showed me that I was lost and needing a Savior. And I said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" Amen. Praise God. He said, "Just confess your sins and receive me as your Lord and Savior." Praise God. And I did. On the March 1976, God moved in, praise God, and He started me on a journey. Amen. Praise God. I kind of took a few detours along the journey. But praise God, my Savior, praise the Lord, He reached out with that shepherd's staff and He pulled me back into the right way, that right path. That straight and narrow, praise God. He kept guiding me back to it. Amen. And now I'm on it, praise God. And I pray, Lord, every day, please help me stay in the path.